Paul Tasner doesn't like plastic packaging.
Many uses for plastic, we believe. Plastic is unnecessary in those uses, particularly plastic blister packaging. That's been our big target. We've created a replacement made of molded pulp for the plastic blister pack.
Tasner is the co-founder of Pulpworks, a San Rafael-based startup that is out to displace those omnipresent plastic containers with an environmentally friendly alternative made from recycled organic materials.
We use waste paper, waste corrugated, and waste agriculture. You remember paper mache when you're in school? It's kind of the same basis. The waste is turned into a pulp, and the pulp is then pressed into molds, heated, dried, and voila, out comes the molded pulp or molded fiber object.
Functionally, he says, there's no real difference between Pulpworks and plastic packaging.
Instead of transparency, we open up a window on the face card where all the branding and advertising is, and then the pulp part replaces the plastic blister. The pulp holds the object, and there's a window on the face card, a little cutout, and that's how you see the object.
The company was founded 3 years ago and began by getting its outsourced manufacturing partners lined up. Now the push is on to build a corporate clientele.
You start by talking to companies that have blister packs and perhaps have an interest in being more eco-friendly in their consumer relations and try to persuade them to swap their plastic blister pack for our compostable blister pack.
But that hasn't been an easy sell, notes Pulpworks co-founder Elena Oliveri, even with companies that might be expected to be receptive.
It's still a behavioral change that you need to push, and it's not easy to make people understand that you don't need plastic for everything. And it's funny because some companies in Europe have a paper package, and here they have a plastic package, same company. Duracell battery, they're in plastic here, they're in paper packaging in Europe.
They are beginning to get a boost from consumers who want greener options in the marketplace and hope to gain further support from our state legislature.
The laws are changing in terms of reducing PVC or plastics in general, like in California in 2015, I think it's passing a law for reducing plastic in stores and so on. Then that requires some change from companies that are using plastic in packaging in general. So that is what we are hoping. The legislature helps this movement to eliminate plastic.
But outside of California, and especially the activist pro-green Bay Area, Tasner says gaining a toehold in the packaging marketplace continues to be a struggle.
There's no better way to get a feel for how much energy is in the eco movement than having to go out and knock on doors and try to sell your eco product to somebody who's not using it. You find out pretty quickly who's really sincere about being environmentally friendly. It's an uphill battle.
A bright spot in the year ahead may be their forthcoming partnership with Mohawk Paper, which will raise the company's profile within the industry and provide entree to more potential customers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.